5 years ago, the U.S. Justice Department concluded that juvenile courts in Memphis were failing to give children due process. Investigators uncovered significant racial disparities, and they reached a deal with the federal government to try to fix things. Now, with a new president and a new attorney general in charge, local officials in Memphis are asking to terminate that federal oversight. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
When the new attorney general, Jeff Sessions, visited Memphis a few weeks ago, he heard an earful from local officials over the breakfast table. Shelby County Mayor Mark Luttrell told the attorney general it's time to end expensive federal oversight of the juvenile courts because, he says, they've already made a lot of changes. For instance, public defenders now represent 60% of the kids who appear in court, up from none 5 years ago. Luttrell recently told county commissioners they can step up and finish the job.
You all can hold us accountable. You all can step in and do precisely what DOJ is doing right now. And that's what I hope would do. That's one of the reasons that I made the appeal to D.C. was to let local people solve local problems.
But good government advocates say the request is premature.
The racial disparities, the disproportionate minority contact, the equal protection deficiencies that were pointed out 5 years ago have not changed really at all.
Josh Spickler is a former public defender in Memphis who now runs the nonprofit Just City. Spickler says an independent monitor has found the county has made little progress in ensuring white and black children are treated the same way.
And I would argue that in a county that is 53% African American, it is the single most important item that this oversight should be addressing.
Spickler sent his own letter to the Justice Department, urging its civil rights lawyers stay on the case. The controversy in Memphis represents part of a much larger debate. President Trump and his attorney general are skeptical of federal involvement in local law enforcement matters. In fact, Jeff Sessions has signaled he'll cut back on investigations of discrimination or excessive force by local police and courts. A Justice Department spokesman says federal authorities are reviewing the county's request. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.